I'm not going to start now, and I'm not going to do it later. That is not, that's not how we should be using what is supposed to be an independent organization, but before I'm all done, it will be an independent organization.
All right, Governor, there's been some, you've talked a lot of it just now about vaccinations. There's some concern among some healthcare providers that vaccine mandates are causing them to lose staff when staff are hard to come by, particularly in nursing homes. So I'm wondering if you could, on the vaccination front, if there are going to be booster shots for the general public, will people requiring their first series of vaccinations still get some kind of priority at state sites? Do you plan on setting up mass sites? Do you plan on a system that would allow for more signups earlier? Last time there were people going from Long Island to Plattsburgh and not for the tourism aspect of it. And then also you talked about the youths and their low rates. You mentioned maybe a vaccine mandate. Any updates to your thinking there about what needs to be done to get kids to do it?
On kids, again, many more people did get vaccinated because they were coming back to school. And I would also say we can do better, and I'm still keeping all the options on the table, Jimmy. I really am. I'm going to keep that as an option. I'm watching the numbers to see if the number of children with infection starts increasing in the state of New York, and particularly not just infections but hospitalizations. Because I know this is an area of great sensitivity for parents, and I'm not looking to trample on their rights as parents, but I also need to do more to convince the parents that this is what has to happen for your child to have a healthy existence while they're in schools, because they are exposed in schools. They're around other people. So I'm keeping that option on the table. It's still in my mind. I've not taken any steps to further that. In terms of whether or not we're going to basically have a capacity problem like we witnessed last year, and I saw that. I went to every single site, and I saw the anxiety people felt early on of not being able to get that appointment and having to travel great distance. We are in a far, far better place this year, and I'm really proud of that. That the workers who put themselves out there last year, they're signing up again, they're ready to staff the sites, and now that we're not mandating that it was all state-run facilities and only state-run employees, that we're actually involving the local individuals who were shunted off to the side, there are far more people that are engaged in this, and even in a lot, the EMTs, I mean, we'll have 50,000 people after very brief training who will be able to be part of this army. And I also spoke to representatives from Pfizer a few days ago asking, what is the supply going to be? Am I going to have to worry about rationing this? I mean, are we going to end up in the same place? They assured me, and again, this is a spokesperson for Pfizer, but they assured me that there will not be a supply problem, that they have been ramping up, that they actually have plenty for us to be able to do the booster shots. I'm going to keep tracking that. That's what I'm told now. I want to see if that changes. But I do not want people to deal with that specter of the what they had to deal with last year. You should be able to go to your doctor's office. You should be able to go to a site. You should be able to go, and we'll have the pop-up sites at churches and senior centers. So I'm not anticipating that to be a problem. But on the other hand, we're preparing as if it is.
To go back, the mandates for healthcare workers kick in the 27th. Yeah. And also, I noticed Dr. Zucker's not here. Should we read anything into that? I know, firstly, that there are providers who have expressed concern to DOH about this mandate. Do you plan, or does he plan, any amendments to what was authorized?
I believe the mandates are smart. I still believe that they are one of the reasons we're having an increase in the number of people getting vaccinated. I've heard that from hospitals. They're seeing more of their healthcare workers who are on the fence, taking their time, evaluating, and so we are having the effect we want. Yes, there'll be some individuals who will try to defy this. There'll be court decisions that will appeal. We're going to continue appealing those and trying to win on the merits in the case we just had in the Northern District of New York. We'll deal with that in court on September 27th or 8th. It's the smart thing to do. We have to continue the mandates. And if there are staffing shortages, I've already had conversations. We've been alerted that there is a hospital in Lewis County that may not be able to deliver babies. I checked. Every baby is supposed to be delivered in Lewis County has been properly delivered. And we'll also send resources. And this won't happen for a couple weeks anyhow. This was just anticipatory that the requirement goes into effect in a couple weeks. We'll be on it. I'm not letting this I'm not going to let this be a problem for the state of New York. I will make sure that we have the resources, and people are required to have temporary staffing plans anyhow. Hospitals are required to have a game plan if they end up, you know, what if a mass flu hit a whole hospital and they had to have a staffing issue? They need to prepare for this, but I'll be there to help with the Department of Health.
Okay, yes. We're going to take some questions via Zoom.
Okay, we got a Zoom question. Okay.
The court case about the religious exemption for healthcare workers. Do you think that they should be allowed to have a religious exemption not to get vaccinated?
We left off that in our regulations intentionally, and we believe that they're this is my personal opinion because I'm going to, you know, we'll be defending this in court. To the extent that there's leadership of different religious organizations that have spoken, and they have, I'm not aware of a sanctioned religious exemption from any organized religion. In fact, they're encouraging the opposite. They're encouraging their members. Everybody from the Pope on down is encouraging people to get vaccinated. So people will say what they choose. We are going to make sure that we defend the right of state of New York to ensure that anyone in a healthcare facility can meet a patient, and that patient does not have to worry when they go in there for healthcare that they're going to contract a virus from one of the people who are supposed to protect their health. That doesn't make sense, and we're going to continue going to court. I'll take your question, we'll go to online.
Governor, I wanted to ask about the negotiations about the Bills Stadium. To what extent is the deal with the Bills about the city's emotional attachment to the team versus economical reasons for keeping them? And what do you say to the criticism that your administration has not been fully transparent about the potential costs to taxpayers that could exceed more than $1 billion once it's set?
No, this is what's happening right now. We're still in the fact-finding phase where there are experts conducting studies on the cost of a new stadium, still showing us the numbers on a cost of renovations, repairs on existing ones, locations. So that is all the information we've asked for. We've had many conversations, still just gathering data. So in terms of transparency, we're asking just questions so we have a full picture of what we're dealing with. And does the price tag, for example, include the removal of the existing stadium? You know, is that number been factored? We want the full picture, and they're working on that. And there is a strong economic impact to any sports team in a community. I mean, Buffalo Bills, I was at Citi Field a couple of days ago, you know, with Mets and Yankees, and I know, and I'm a big sports fan, all sports. I see the economic impact that a community has, which is critical. It helps define a community. It puts them on the map. It also drives people to there for conventions and meetings around these sporting events. But also, yes, I will say right now there's an emotional attachment. But that will not dictate the price tag or the involvement of the state of New York. But it's real. You know,
Thank you very much.
Everybody loves it. We have to do some online calls now, too. Yep.
Governor, we're going to take some questions over Zoom now. Thanks very much. Reporters, please use the raise hand function at the bottom of your window, and we'll be with you in just a second. Chris, you're good to go. Chris Horvatis from WIVB TV. Chris, your mic is open.
Hi, Governor. I wanted to follow up on Jimmy's question as well. I spoke with a assisted care facility in Chautauqua County yesterday. They're worried about losing a third of their staff over the vaccine mandate. I want to stress I'm not asking about the validity of the mandate itself, but I want to try to nail down what resources will the state be sending facilities like that to help them with these staffing shortages that they fear?
Again, last year they were supposed to have a plan that allowed them to increase their capacity by 50%. They still have those plans, and they're supposed to have temporary staffing plans available. And maybe it's incumbent upon us right now to make sure that they're actually following what they're supposed to do to be prepared. That being said, I have actually had conversations with the Department of Health and everyone in healthcare in the state of New York to figure out how we can send support if necessary. But that is a frightening number to think that if you go into a hospital in a place like that, that one-third of the people taking care of you may not be vaccinated. I think that people need to start realizing that when you stand up and say, I want to be a public health official in any capacity, we count on you to be healthy yourselves and to make sure that we don't spread the vaccine. So I'm pleading with them to understand that this is not intended to be dictatorial. It's intended to save lives and to allow you to do something that you're obviously passionate about, or else you wouldn't be in the healing profession, whether you're a nurse, a doctor, an orderly, or anyone who, in that institution. You know you care about people, and this is how you can demonstrate it in a most beautiful way.
Okay, we just have time for one more question. Governor Andrew Sif is your next question from WNBC in New York.
Andrew?
Thanks for taking my question. There was a similar term.
Andrew, you're breaking up. We're catching a half of every other word. So, can anybody pick up on that? No. Well, then we're going to, Andrew, get going once, going twice.
Just.
I'm trying, Andrew. I'm trying.
Just wondering if you think the date of the mandate will be affected by the court decision.
The date the mandate will be affected by the court decision, the Northern District of New York decision related to religious exemptions, is that what you're referring to?
Yes, correct.
Well, the effective date of the order for the vaccinations is September 27th, and I believe we have a court appearance on the 28th, and we're hoping that we will make overwhelmingly persuasive arguments in support of allowing the state of New York to do what is necessary to protect the public health. So that is the timetable that we're looking at. And I'll take one from you, then we got to go.
Okay. It's 50 years since the Attica riots. Families have sought for decades to get the state to apologize. Is that something you're prepared to do or considering doing?
We have had a lot of outreach with everyone affected by this, and it is a sad day for all of us to remember what happened 50 years ago, those of us who are old enough. And I actually, as a teenager, as an intern, went and saw the trials in person. So this is personal to me, and I know that there were a lot of lives just shattered, destroyed, and the memories still linger, whether you were a corrections officer in that desperate situation or you were a prisoner who was a victim of what occurred there at this time. So I'd like to have private conversations with many of the people affected. I know this is the 50th anniversary week of the trials. They started 50 years ago last week. So it's something that's very much on my mind, and we're dealing with it. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate you coming out.